We can never go wrong by returning to the cross of Christ. In our study today, let us look at the words of Jesus upon the cross, final words with a lasting impact upon us. That's today from International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our J-Web, and greetings everyone once again, as we are thankful you've joined us for our studies here from the International Gospel Hour. We are blessed once again here on International Gospel Hour to present a lesson from the past from the late Brother Fred Dennis. A native of Ohio, Brother Dennis preached for over 60 years. A writer as well, Brother Dennis placed a number of his lessons in print in three volumes titled 50 Short Sermons. And we are blessed to have Volume 1 available to us here at International Gospel Hour. We will consider Brother Dennis's lesson titled The Dying Words of Our Lord in just a moment. But first, our J-Web has a few words about our co-laborers with International Gospel Hour.
Please check out our fellow laborers at housetohouse.com, an outstanding website for topic research, an excellent media section, and some free materials. While there, please request a free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart. Check it out today at housetohouse.com.
We attach more or less significance to the dying words of our loved ones and friends. Those are sacred, sweet words. Some of the choice bits of literature are the dying words of famous men and women. Of how much greater importance are the dying words of our Lord Jesus Christ? To those precious words, we now invite careful attention. From Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What depth of love and pathos is here reached? The angry mob is before him. God's Son has been nailed to the tree of the cross, but he is still pleading for sinning, rebellious men. He wants these poor, deluded souls to have another chance at being saved. They do not know what they are doing. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. This prayer was answered on the birthday of the church. And the man with the keys of the kingdom of heaven preached to these betrayers and murderers of the Son of God, when he said unto them, beginning in Acts 2:36, Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. What a biting, stinging accusation! What effect? Well, listen. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2:37. The reply, Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus died praying for his enemies. It is possible for man thus to die. The first Christian martyr thus died. In Acts 7:59-60, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Paul had this same spirit. In 2 Timothy 4:16, At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God it may not be laid to their charge. We must have the same spirit. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:44-45. The dying thief said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. How did Jesus answer? Verily I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise. Luke 23:43. When the spirit leaves the body, it goes into the unseen world. The spirit of Jesus went to the unseen world, but it was not left there. Peter said, "He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." Acts 2, verse 31. He was quoting from David. In his dying moments, Jesus did not forget his mother. He made provision for her. He said to her, "Woman, behold thy son," John 19:26. He was turning her over to the tender care of the disciple whom he loved. He said to this disciple, "Behold thy mother," John 19:27. What did John do? "And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home." What an example! Homes for orphans and old folks are good and fine, but they are poor substitutions for a real home with real Christians. Jesus took care of his mother. "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise, Ephesians 6 and verse 2. When Jesus was crucified, there was darkness from noon until 3 o'clock. "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness all over the land until the ninth hour," Matthew 27:45. Out of this midnight darkness in the middle of the day, the suffering, bleeding, dying Lamb of God called out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46. The sun refused to shine when God's Son was dying. From John 19:28, the phrase, "I thirst." How sad, how human, how divine. How was this dying request answered? "Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth," John 19:29. Back in Psalm 69, verse 21, we read this sad prophecy, "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." What about from John 19:30, the phrase, "It is finished"? Glorious consummation. And what was finished? Many things were then finished. The old law of Moses was nailed to the cross, according to Colossians 2, verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. The sufferings of Christ were finished. His work on earth was ending. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit," Luke 23:46. That was the last thing the blessed Christ said. He then gave up the spirit. May we so live that when we come to the end of the way, we can say, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." We think of that precious hymn, "I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom be and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left aught for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitterest agony, to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? And I have brought to thee, down from my home above, salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. What hast thou brought to me?" Think about that, friends. And we are much appreciative to the late Brother Fred Dennis, whose faith continues to speak in the spirit of Abel, Hebrews 11 and verse 4, as we consider the dying words of our Lord. "What hast thou given for me? Hast thou left aught for me? What hast thou borne for me? And what hast thou brought to me?" Friends, those words and the death upon the cross, Jesus had you and I in mind. He died for the sins of the whole world. May we help you in your study of the Word of God. May we help you in making decisions that are better for your life. We always try to leave with you, our listener, material that you can request. It's always free. We'll never ask for your money on this broadcast. And we're thankful to mail out Bible studies that you can do in the privacy of your own home. As a matter of fact, we'd like to send you this Bible study, and here is our J-Web with the details of how you can receive your free Bible course by mail.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type home study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try, and it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
Friends, we are so grateful to reach back in the past for the studies here of the late Brother Fred Dennis. We are blessed to use lessons of Brother Fred Dennis, Brother Leroy Brownlow, W. A. Bradfield, my predecessors, Brother V. E. Howard, and Brother Winford Claiborne. How grateful we are to have this material. There's so much good material in church libraries that are just sitting there. We need to access the writings of days gone by, make sure that they are biblically based. But the hunger and the desire of those who have gone before, we must embrace, and we're thankful for their example. We not look upon them as our lead, but we look upon them in the spirit of Paul in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1, be ye followers of them as they are of Christ. And that's what we wish to do here. Friends, we hope that housetohouse.com will be of help to you in your study. We also hope that our Bible study course by mail will be of help to you as well. And please check out our website at internationalgospelhour.com. It is new and updated, and please feel free to peruse it. You will also find previous broadcasts, even access to our YouTube channel where you can view our broadcast, and how thankful we are to have that door open as well. We appreciate you joining us each and every time right here, wherever you may be listening to us, and please join me together next time here on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie. Thank you for listening, and keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.